Can't do anything about it. Can't do anything to change it.
All right. Well, what do you change going forward? George Sedano joining us next here. It's Nick and Cecil. George, always good to talk a little hoops with you, man. Welcome to the show. And did you think the Nuggets would at least win one, man? Or did you think they would get swept by the Suns?
Hey, guys, thanks for having me on again. No, I actually did not think that they would get swept. I think I picked the Suns, I want to say in six or seven, but I did not expect them to be as uncompetitive as they did. But here's the thing. In that first series against Portland, where I thought Portland would beat them because they didn't have Jamal Murray, what ended up happening in this series kind of reared its head in the series that what reared its head in this series is what I expected to happen in the first series, which is guys are playing different roles. And sometimes when you move up a role, you're just not capable of pulling it off. I think the difference in the miscalculation I made between them winning the first round series where I picked against them was that I didn't factor in Portland's defense is atrocious. And that no matter what, you know, Portland had, I believe, has now the third worst defense historically in the history of the NBA. And it's funny because now the worst defense in the history of the sport is this year's Sacramento Kings. But nonetheless, when you have Aaron Gordon having to be the third guy on a playoff team in the second round of the playoffs, and even Michael Porter Jr., who, as you guys know, I'm a big fan of, struggled a little bit. You know, he wasn't the walking 20 and 10 I expected him to be. Then, you know, it became a bit of a problem. And look, there are plenty of guys on this roster that can chip in and help on any given night. But there just wasn't enough from the guys that you're leaning on, in my opinion, particularly those two guys. And look, here's the deal. I also did not expect Jokic to get tossed yesterday. I would not have tossed him. I tweeted that in the moment. And I still feel like he got a bit of a raw deal. So I expected them to win the game. I actually bet on them, for entertainment purposes only, to win that game yesterday. And clearly they did not. So my bank account is a little lighter today because of it.
For entertainment purposes only.
Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room, and that being Nikola Jokic being ejected out of the game. Now, we've seen back in 2016, Steph Curry was ejected out of a series between the Cavaliers. But in this case with Nikola Jokic, is this still the national viewpoint that they don't really respect the Nuggets or Nikola because he was kicked out of a closeout game, George?
Yeah, but here's the thing with that Curry situation, if I recall correctly, okay? Curry was ejected in a game where in the first quarter they were getting blown out of the water against the Cavs in the finals. And pretty sure there wasn't much time left. The game wasn't really that close. Might have been like 5 minutes to go. So that's a different scenario than a game that I felt like was still in the balance yesterday with Jokic. So I don't feel like he got the respect. I don't think you throw out the MVP in that situation. And I feel like he got a raw deal. I don't think there's any doubt.
George Sedano joining us here on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline. George, how much of this can be put on Coach Michael Malone?
I don't know how much of it can be put on Coach Malone. Again, it's just when you have guys that have to play out of their roles, there's not much you can do. I'm not going to sit here and blame Michael Malone when, you know, I know what kind of coach he is. I know he's a good coach. I know he has his team prepared. If guys can't execute, there's not much you can do about that. Like, I just think that sometimes it's not the coach's fault. It's just an easy place to blame.
Well, George, what happens in your mind? Because, you know, working for ESPN, you get a chance to cover a lot of these games, talk to a lot of these players, and talk to a lot of these coaches. So when we look at what could be the next step for Michael Malone, I know some individuals here have already been bringing out the torches and pitchforks saying, okay, well, now we need a different coach. Do you think that that's the next move for the Nuggets, or you just go out and try to make your roster better?
Yeah, you go out and make your roster better. By the way, it's going to be better when Jamal Murray's back. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to have to spend the money to keep Michael Porter Jr., right? to make sure everybody on this roster is intact. If they could keep this particular roster intact, they could have been in the finals this year. They just got unlucky. I don't think that they need to tinker too much with what they've got going on, because I think they've got the recipe for what I think can be a championship contender for years to come, particularly if Michael Porter Jr. takes that next step, right? If he becomes the guy that can be at least the third guy, perhaps even maybe the second best guy on a championship contender.
Well, George, it's always a pleasure. I know you're a busy man, so thank you for giving us some time here on the Nick and Caesar Show.
And thanks for not making fun of me for being a Knicks fan.
No, man. Look, you made the playoffs, bro. Congrats.
And then they won.
Are they
going to
hang
game.
A banner?
They won one yes. game. They are going to hang a banner in MSG. They're going to be like, we got one win in 22 years.
Yes.
Thank you, George.
I picked them in 7 to win that series. I'm an idiot. I can't believe I fell for that Knicks hype, man. Good Lord. All right, man. I'll see y'all later. Take care.
Take care.
There we have him. George Sedano on that Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. I had to squeeze that in.